Good birthday.
Any good gifts?
Oh yeah, actually, I really get to really open any of them, but had a good time at home with my family and was made fun of all day at work yesterday, so that was a good day.
How did Mike look today, Neil?
Mike Neil went through all the individual. Had a chance to watch him in the earlier part, but he looks to progressing. The biggest evaluation for Mike is how he feels the next day as he increases his activity. Went through the one-on-one pass rush, but did not do any team. So we'll see how he is in the morning.
Mike, do you give him a chance of actually playing on Monday, or do you think we're a ways away from him?
I think you have to really increase his activity at practice to get to the point where I feel he's ready for a game. So, he hasn't participated in team drills yet. So, but he's, once again, we're just going, one hurdle at a time. And as he continues to cross them and everything's positive from a medical standpoint, time will answer that. I don't have a timeline.
Historically, your defenses have scored quite a few points, including last week, I guess. What's the mentality there among that group? You're far and away the lead leader since like a weight or something like that.
Well, one thing about our defensive players, particularly the perimeter group, is you see a very good group of guys with particularly hand-eye coordination. They do a good job of getting their hands on the ball, and when they do, they catch it. But the attitude and the ability to try to score, and just to see the whole defense come alive, not only the individual that intercepts the ball, but everybody comes alive to get the block for him to score. So we've done a good job of that. It's part of our emphasis in training, but you have to really give the defensive players a lot of credit because it's an attitude and the ability to do that is the statistics speak for themselves. But it's something that goes on every day at practice too. So anytime the ball is intercepted, you see how those guys rally to get the block, and even on the flip side of it, the offense rallies to make the tackle.
Mike, the first time Ponder's first start against you guys, he didn't have Sullivan there at center, but he's back now. What can that do for a young quarterback to have more of a veteran guy snapping?
Well, I think when you have your veteran center that's not playing, whether you're young or an older quarterback, it definitely helps you. So it takes less of the burden off of you, particularly at the line of scrimmage and adjustments, just because veteran centers see more. And I think it's the facts of the matter. Experience is priceless in this league, especially at the quarterback and center position, because of the responsibility of those two positions, with the offense as far as runs, protections. I think it'd be definitely help to Christian Ponder to have Sullivan back.
Self-evident that if you win the turnover battle, you increase your chances.
27-3, last 3 weeks. Something like that.
So can I use that stat or not?
Sure. Yeah, look it up. It's.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
When in your coaching career, again, because it's so obvious, I know every coach wants it, but when did it become a real emphasis for you, and how do you make sure that your team is good at it on both sides of the ball? Besides just the drill work?
Well, it was something that I learned early as a coach, because if you worked in Kansas City, that's all that was ever talked about. Marty Schottenheimer did an incredible job of emphasizing turnovers and taking care of the football. He wouldn't tolerate it. It didn't matter who you were. The statistics of his teams, because he used to put it up each year, it was phenomenal how far ahead he was compared to the next head coach. I think Bill Cowher may have been next. So I learned that at a young age. But my struggle when I arrived here in 06, we weren't producing the takeaways. And, some of it had to do with the scheme on defense, because we didn't play with as much vision to the football as we do today. That's really where the drills, the daily drills, and doing them every single day came into effect. Because it's one thing to emphasize it and coach it, and then when it doesn't show up on Sundays, you have to look in the mirror. So that's why we do our ball security drills every single day. And it's an emphasis just like every team in football emphasizes it, but we just make sure we practice it every day, and we've been getting results for the last 3 years. So I've been very pleased with our turnover ratio the last 3 years.
How about on the offensive side when you worked with Montana? Last throw interceptions.
Bob did that story about the fumble thing, which is just astronomical how very seldom he does that now. What's at work there, I guess?
And, you know, a lot of it's drill work, and really the credit goes back to the players. We drill them, but you know, they take the emphasis to the game. It's part of their training, and they understand it's not tolerated. It's talked about all that. It's the first statistic that's put up in the evaluation of the offense, and even, it's no different in defense. I put it up as the overall evaluation when we get together as a team, the turnover ratio, where we are in the league, you know, where we're ranked in takeaways, where we're ranked. So, I mean, we emphasize it every single day with the players. You know, they've developed a skill and the awareness, and just continue to coach it, and it needs to continue to show up, which it has. I've been very pleased with that.
Do you have to have a quarterback who really truly believes that? Because you can sell you can make that sales pitch to a quarterback who likes to take risks with the ball.
Excuse me for laughing, but all right.
I don't care about that part of the equation, but in terms of. I mean, that seems to be Aaron's mentality, even without you emphasizing it.
Yeah, I like to sit here and tell you that our quarterback school developed Aaron fully in that area. But, you know, Aaron's statistics in college and talking to him, he'll tell you about high school. I mean, he always did a good job of taking care of the football. So, you know, Jeff Tedford, you know, some people talk about the high release, but there is an emphasis on taking care of the football. So he's had a lot of training in his background, but more importantly, he knows how important it is. So he does a great job of that. And even for a quarterback that moves as much as he does, he has the awareness of when the defender is close, you know, he gets the ball back in the framework of his body. So he does an excellent job.
Is